Author explains Paris protests, deplorables reacting against democracy elite. By Chris Tomlinson on November 28, 2018. Prolific French writer Renaud Camus, who coined the theory of the Great Replacement, told Breitbart London that the recent Yellow Vest protests are a grassroots reaction against the Davos elite who view working people as worthless human Nutella. Mr. Camus said that he believed there to be more substance to the Gilets Yellow Vests movement, which is supported by 77% of French, than just an outcry over a rise in fuel taxes, saying it was really about a lack of respect, general exchangeability, being treated by managerial politics like an object, a simple product. A product, a producer, and a consumer all at once, a thing, a number, not a human being. Railing against the globalist elites, whom Camus referred to as the democracy, a reference to the annual World Economic Forum meetings in the Swiss town of Davos. Camus claimed that global elites were advocates of the Great Replacement, saying they supported the change of people and civilization for the sake of the industry of man. The economic system which produces the undifferentiated human matter, the human Nutella, spreadable at will. The theory of the Great Replacement, which Camus extends not only to mass migration but to the easy and efficient interchangeability of items as well as peoples, has been referred to by several prominent French figures, including the mayor of Béziers Robert Menard, the Archbishop of Strasbourg Luc Revel, and conservative politician Nicolas Dupont-Aignan. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has also spoken of the replacement of European people through migration, and has been widely attacked for his views by progressive world leaders. More recently, the French department of Mayotte, an island off the coast of Africa, highlighted the replacement of their indigenous peoples due to wave upon wave of illegal migrants in recent years. Camus noted the protests were exemplified by the fact that practically all protesters belong to the indigenous, colonized, invaded, conquered people, the natural French people, and added that those he termed replacers were emphatically absent from the protests. The problem is that the protesters themselves are so far too close to the picture, too much inside it, to realize that their fight is part of the general struggle against global replacementism, democracy, he said. Two politicians from opposite ends of the political spectrum in France have been clear supporters of the Gilets Jaunes, populist right Rassemblement National, National Rally, leader Marine Le Pen, and far-left France Insoumise, unsubmissive France, leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon. On Le Pen, Camus was cautious, saying, Marine Le Pen, on the other hand, still lives under the disastrous illusion that there is only one people in France, the French, not realizing that that word, French, does not mean anything anymore. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.